From Jakarta, here is the Voice of Indonesia with English program. Presenting news, information, and entertainment from Indonesia. You can listen our broadcast and online streaming voanews.id.
Listener, welcome back with me, Asmawati Rahman. We will accompany you for the next 60 minutes. In today's edition, we will present some segments to you, beginning from news, commentary, and other interesting information, as well as Indonesian song. Well, listener, we begin with the news. And stay with us, Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world, on frequency 3325 kHz and website www.voinews.id.
RRI World Service, Voice of Indonesia with the news.
Here is the news first, the headlines. Indonesian President Joko Widodo ready to erect Jayapura's presidential palace, Papuan figure said. JAG gives its attention on disaster management and natural conservation in Indonesia. Now, the news in details. Indonesian President Joko Widodo is prepared to erect the presidential palace and dormitory of archipelago in Jayapura, the capital city of Papua province. Abisai Rolo, revered figure of the port known by customary community. Escorted by Antaranus agency in conversation with journalists after witnessing President Joko Widodo inaugurated Yotefa Bridge in Jayapura on Monday, Abisai Rolo affirmed that he had provided 10 hectares of land to the state to build the Indonesian presidential palace, the work for which will commence in 2020. Rolo also said that following its completions, President Joko Widodo, accompanied by First Lady Iriana during his working visit to the provinces of Papua and West Papua, has vowed to use the presidential palace before continuing his work visit to Ambon, the capital city of Maluku province. The president inaugurated Yotefa Bridge, or also popularly called Holtikam Bridge, by several residents of Jayapura, the capital city of Papua province. Indonesia and Czech will commemorate the 17th bilateral relations in March 2020. During the relation, the two countries have firm cooperation and help each other. When Indonesia suffered natural disaster in Sulawesi and Lombok, for example, the government of Czech helped these regions by rebuilding schools, which destroyed caused by the disasters. Ambassador of Czech to Indonesia, Ivan Hotek, said at the commemoration of Czech National Day in Jakarta on Monday.
Our government has naturally brought the helping hand to the people in need after the natural disasters on Sulawesi by significant financial aid and on Lombok by rebuilding of four elementary schools thanks to activities of Happy Hearts Indonesia founded by the Czech personality.
Moreover, Ambassador Ivan Hotek also explained that the government of Czech totally draws attention on natural conservation and environment in Indonesia from Aceh until Papua. In addition, the government of Czech and Indonesia have actively in exchange of cultures, education and cooperation in the fields of tourism, investment, trade and technology. At the end of his speech, Ambassador Ivan Hotek expressed his congratulations to newly elected President and Vice President of Indonesia, Joko Widodo and Ma'ruf Amin. Indonesia is keeping a close watch on the situation in Syria as it develops after the death of ISIS armed group leader Abu Bakar al-Baghdadi. Escorted by Antaranus Agency Chief of the National Counterterrorism Agency, BNPT, Suhardi Alius at the Ministry of Foreign Affairs grounds in Jakarta on Monday explained that BNPT has heard the news, but BNPT cannot play it down. It needs to look closely at what can transpire afterwards. Alius highlighted the needs to exercise cautions in responding to Baghdadi's death, since it does not necessarily indicate the weakening of ISIS in Syria. He also stated that PNPT has to be careful, since the news will also have an impact. It is also all global issues at this point. Event that transpired in the Middle East can have an impact on Indonesian domestic situation. It is believed that the U.S. military killed Abu Bakar al-Baghdadi in Syria on Saturday, October 26. During a speech conveyed at the White House, U.S. President Donald Trump stated that Baghdadi was killed after detonating a suicide vest while attempting to flee and was trapped. This news comes to you from RRI World Service, Voice of Indonesia in Jakarta. The National Counterterrorism Agency, BNPT, of the Republic of Indonesia and the Ministry of Home Affairs of the Kingdom of Morocco have signed a Memorandum of Understanding on cooperation in combating terrorism. As quoted by Antaranus Agency head of BNPT, Suhardi Alius, after signing the MOU with Moroccan Foreign Minister Nasser Bourita at the Pancasila building in Jakarta on Monday, explained that the cooperation will include a program of preventions and repressions of terrorism that can be carried out by the two countries, including in dealing with the problems of foreign terrorist fighters. Suhardi Alius further said that BNPT, in collaboration with relevant ministries and institutions, will follow up on this cooperation through the exchange of information and programs with Moroccan authorities. In addition to the BNPT, the Moroccan government also signed an MOU to exchange financial intelligence information related to money laundering and terror financing with the Indonesian Financial Transaction Reports and Analysis Center. The government of Indonesia and Morocco have signed four Memorandum of Understanding in the industry, maritime and fisheries sectors, for counterterrorism measures and exchange of financial intelligence data on money laundering and terror funding. As quoted by Antaranus Agency, the signing was held at the Ministry of Foreign Affairs Pancasila building in Jakarta on Monday after the bilateral meeting between Indonesian Foreign Minister Retno Marsudi and her Moroccan counterparts Nasser Bourita. It was witnessed by a representative of the Ministry of Industry, Ministry of Maritime and Fisheries, National Counterterrorism Agency, BNPT, and the Center for Reporting and Analysis of Financial Transactions, among others. Minister Bourita's visit to Indonesia was the first official visit of a foreign minister since the announcement of the onward Indonesia's cabinet on October 24th. In the meeting, the minister conveyed the importance of immediately initiating a provincial trade agreement, PTA negotiations. The agreement would allow for the removal of trade tariff barriers between Indonesia and Morocco. In order to improve protections for migrant workers, government of Indonesia and Brunei Darussalam are attempting to improve the Memorandum of Understanding on the placement of Indonesian migrants to Brunei Darussalam, particularly related to the detailed aspects of protections. As quoted by BusinessIndonesia.com, Minister of Manpower Ida Fauzia, after receiving the visit of Extraordinary and Plenipotentiary's Ambassador of Indonesia in Bandar Sri Begawan, Sujat Miko in Jakarta on Monday, explained that the negotiation is still done continuously. The aspect of protections must be continuously improved and be contained in the Memorandum of Understanding. She further explained that one of the objectives of the MOU is to provide protections for migrant workers. Therefore, this protection scheme must be approved by the two countries. Minister of Communication and Information Technology Johnny J. Plate ensured that Indonesia's digital economy will be developed to win competitions in the global market. Therefore, the development of digital infrastructure in Indonesia will be done continuously and used for common interests for all Indonesian people. As quoted by RRI.co.id, Minister Johnny J. Plate, in a press conference at the Ministry building on Monday, explained that a strong digital infrastructure also needs to be balanced with a strong digital security posture. The minister also said that he is ready to build a digital security posture and help law enforcers in eradicating cyber crimes. Listener, that was the news. I'm Nuka Kusumawati.
Hello, listener. Nice to meet you again in our regular program commentary. The title of today's commentary is UDEFA Bridge proves that the government seriously advances Papua. Well, listener, coinciding with the commemoration of the youth flash on October 28, on Monday afternoon local time, President Joko Widodo inaugurated UDEFA Bridge in Jayapura City, Papua. The name UDEFA was taken at the request of local customary community because the bridge is above the UDEFA Bay. In his welcoming address, President Joko Widodo said that this bridge becomes a milestone in Papua, which is not only a major symbol of unifying the nation, but also a symbol of importance of progress towards developing Papua. The Utapa Bridge was built in 2015. President Joko Widodo laid the first stone to mark the beginning of the construction of the bridge, with 732 meters long and 21 meters wide. The development spent around 1.8 trillion rupiah. The bridge connects the main area of Jayapura City with Muara Tami District. The budget fund for building the bridge was spent for both central and regional governments. The composition of the financing is a symbol of a good synergy between the central and regional governments. Now Papua has a new icon, Utapa Bridge. This bridge with characteristic red curved poles can be an amazing attraction for tourists. In addition, this bridge can also boost economic relations between Indonesia and Papua New Guinea, PNG, which so far has been through Skau cross-border post located in Muara Tami. The Utapa Bridge is a form of a commitment of President Joko Widodo's administration in building infrastructure in Papua. Although there had been security disturbances in Papua lately, which has attracted international attention and criticism of his government, President Joko Widodo has repeated the commitment in the second term of his administration. Papua becomes the first location he visited after his inauguration as president for the 2019-2024 term with Vice President Maruf Amin. It is hoped that with the operation of Utapa Bridge, the mobility of both people and goods of Papua can run smoothly and Papua can catch up with the advanced regions in Indonesia. Well, listener, that was commentary read by Rahmana. Thanks for listening.
Sing, sing, come.
Hello, listeners. It's good to be with you in our daily program, Today in History. I'm here, Manar Rahmana. While we start with October 28, 1960, Muhammad Ali won the first professional match. Muhammad Ali, with the first name Cassius Marcellus Clay, G.R. Ali, was born in Louisville, Kentucky, United States. His name followed his father's name, Cassius Marcellus Clay, S.R. Then Ali changed his name after joining the Nation of Islam and finally embraced Sunni Islam in 1975. His career journey began in 1960. Muhammad Ali won the first lightweight and gold medal of 1960 Olympics in Rome, Italy. Then on October 29, 1960, Muhammad Ali won his first debut in the professional ring. He won 6 rounds by defeating Tony Hunsaker. Ali became a heavyweight boxing world champion 3 times. We'll move on October 29, 1998. John Glenn became the oldest person ever to fly to the space. The American astronaut and senator John H. Glenn were the first Americans to fly to the space by shuttle Discovery on a mission that took place from October 29, 1998 to November 7. At the age of 77 years, Glenn became the oldest person to travel in space so far. Well, listener, we'll end today's history with October 29th, World Stroke Day. On October 29, 2006, the World Stroke Organization, WSO, was established as a non-profit health organization to enhance awareness to prevent and treat stroke. WSO is the merger of two previous organizations, International Stroke Society, IWS, and World Stroke Federation, WSF. Until now, every October 29 is commemorated as World Stroke Day. Well, listener, that was Today in History, read by Rahmana. Thanks for listening.
Cinta bukanlah seindah harapanku, karena kita berdua sulit untuk menyatu. Suara hati yang berbeda merubah cerita kita sebelum
That was Fantasi Yang Berbeda, sung by Jado featuring Yuka Tamada. You still tune to Voice of Indonesia from Indonesia to the World on frequency 3325 kHz and website www.vinews.id. Next, we are going to give you informations on My Indonesia.
Voice of Indonesia.
Listener, nice to meet you again in our regular program through the Voice of Indonesia, the aerial service of RRI. The title of My Indonesia is Indonesia calls on members of countries of non-aligned movement to uphold the principle of multilateralism. While listening, the Indonesian delegation attended the ministerial meeting of the non-aligned movement now in Baku, Azerbaijan on October 23rd until 24th. The meeting was attended by more than 46 non-member countries from Africa, Asia-Pacific, Europe, and Latin America. The ministerial meeting was a preparatory meeting for the non-aligned movement summit held in Baku, Azerbaijan on 28 until 26 October 2019. As question page kemlu.go.id representing the Indonesian delegation on the occasion, Indonesian ambassador to Azerbaijan, Husnan Bey Fanani, emphasized the importance of principle of multilateralism. He feels that the non-member state must unite to find solution to global issues. The Indonesian delegation also called for the importance of NAMT reforms in strengthening vertical effectiveness and the NAMT response in the challenges of the contemporary world. The meeting successfully approved the non-aligned movement final document, which will then be adopted at the NAMT summit meeting. After more than 5 years, ASEAN has finally succeeded in updating the progress on the South China Sea in the non-final document. In the opening section, Venezuela Foreign Minister Jorge Arreaza handed over the position of chairman of non-aligned movement to Azerbaijan's Foreign Minister Elmar Mahdiarov. In his opening remark, Minister Elmar said that it is important to respect the sovereignty of and territorial integrity of a sovereign state. Furthermore, he emphasized the importance of holding the principle of Dasar Sila Bandung or the 10 principle of Bandung as a basis for the non-aligned movement. The main issues discussed by member countries are about international and regional peace and security, support for Palestinian independence, the importance of international cooperation, and the philosophy of multilateralism, climate change, and the Sustainable Development Agenda. Well, listener, that was My Indonesia Today. Thanks for listening. Tiada yang lain.
There was the song entitled Cukup Sudah, sung by Glenn Fredly. You still tune to Voice of Indonesia from Indonesia to the World on frequency 3325 kHz and website www.voinews.id. Listener, for the next segment, we will present Indonesian Wonder, which tells about Indonesian tourism and local wisdom.
Listener, in today's edition of Indonesian Wonder, I introduce you to Puri Bambu Digital Destination Object in West Java. On October 11, former Minister of Tourism Arief Yahya inaugurated Puri Digital Destination in Bojongkoneng, Cimenyan, Bandung Regency, West Java. According to Arief Yahya, by the existence of this tourism destination, millennials have more choices of tourism objects they like. The digital site presents rarely available contents. Its spot is also Instagrammable, and there are three beautiful views, such as bamboo forest, sunrise spot, and city light. Meanwhile, Head of Tourism Office of Bandung, Agus Firman Zailani, said that there are many fun objects which can be found by tourists at Puri Bambu, beginning from cultural performance, live music, workshop, until typical culinaries of Cimenyan. If you are interested to come to Puri Bambu Digital Destination Object, do not have to worry because access road to Cimenyan is not difficult. Puri Bambu is completed with lodging and hotel. The tourism object is located on the hill, so it has fresh air and beautiful scenery. From the east, you will see the beauty of mountain scenery, while from the south, you will be presented the city's views. Sparkling light of the city at night adds more beauty of the view.
It is called the Digital Destination Object because all promotional events use social media platform, including for transactions, also uses digital money. Called Puri Bamboo, in order that people keep familiar with bamboo as one of materials produced in Indonesia. No wonder all of the buildings in this site are dominated by bamboo. To protect and to make the bamboo buildings more interesting, those bamboos are painted. The performance of arts in this object also completed with bamboo instruments besides other musical instruments. Usually, Puri Bamboo presents Tarawangsa and Merak dances, Angklung Saung Bang Ujo performance to entertain the visitors. Talking about culinary, there are various typical foods provided at this tourism destination. Cimenyan itself is also known with peuyeum or fermented cassava and honey. There are also some other typical foods made from cassava, corn, rice flour and vegetable and tubers which can be brought as souvenirs. You can also find traditional beverages such as bandrek, bajigur and typical coffee of West Java in Puri Bamboo Digital Tourism Object. Listener, that was our segment of Indonesian Wonder for today. Thank you for listening.
Bisikan naluri, oh, 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 oh. warna-warna terindah yang ada di bumi terlukis di jiwa.
You have just listened to the song entitled Sedalam Cintamu, sung by Indra Lesmana featuring Nania. For the next segment, we will present to you Let's Speak Bahasa Indonesia. In our program, Let's Speak Indonesian, Mari Berbahasa Indonesia, we will introduce you to some Indonesian vocabulary and expression, and we invite you to speak in Indonesian. This program is a cooperation program between the Voice of Indonesia and the Department of Language Development and Language Education of the Indonesian Ministry of Education and Culture.
Voice of Indonesia.
Hello, welcome back to Mari Berbahasa Indonesia or Let's Speak Indonesian that introduces the Indonesian vocabulary and guides you to converse in Indonesian. This Mari Berbahasa Indonesia is a collaboration of Voice of Indonesia with the Language Development and Coaching Agency of the Ministry of Education and Culture of the Republic of Indonesia. Today's topic is Aku Kecewa, or in English, I'm disappointed. Next, I will give an example of a conversation on aku kecewa, or in English, I'm disappointed. At Joko's house, Enda looks upset and sad. Tony wants to know what happened.
Kamu kenapa, Enda?
Aku kecewa.
Kenapa?
Temanku membatalkan untuk berlibur bersama ke Bunaken.
Oh, sayang sekali.
After listening to this conversation, I will introduce phrases and vocabulary related to today's theme, which is aku kecewa. Aku kecewa, which means I'm disappointed. I will say the words two times and you may repeat after me. Kecewa. Kecewa, which means disappointed. Sedih. Sedih, which means sad. Kesal. Kesal, which means upset. Bahagia, bahagia, which means happy. Senang, senang, which means happy or pleased. Kenapa, kenapa, which means why. Aku kecewa, which means I'm disappointed. Temanku membatalkan untuk berlibur bersama ke Bunaken. Temanku membatalkan untuk berlibur bersama ke Bunaken, which means my friend canceled a vacation together to Bunaken. Sayang sekali, which means too bad. You heard Enda express her disappointment because her friend canceled a vacation together. Enda said, aku kecewa. Aku kecewa, which means I'm disappointed. Other examples of expression that express feelings or emotions are as follows. Aku senang, which means I'm happy or I'm glad. Aku kesal, which means I'm annoyed or I'm upset. Dia sedih, dia sedih, which means he or she is sad. You can use the word sangat, sangat which means very, or sekali, sekali which also means very, to show that you are very happy or very disappointed. Consider the following example. Aku sangat kecewa. Aku sangat kecewa, which means I am very disappointed. Aku kecewa sekali. Aku kecewa sekali, which means I was very disappointed. The word sangat, sangat, which means very, is placed before the adjective, while sekali, sekali, which also means very, placed after the adjective. Consider again another example. Aku sangat bahagia. Aku sangat bahagia, which means I am very happy. Aku bahagia sekali. Aku bahagia sekali, which means I am so happy. Before ending, mari berbahasa Indonesia or let's speak Indonesian today. For more details, let's listen to the example of the conversation once more.
Kamu kenapa, Enda?
Aku kecewa.
Kenapa?
Temanku membatalkan untuk berlibur bersama ke Bunaken.
Oh, sayang sekali.
That was today's edition of Mari Berbahasa Indonesia or Let's Speak Indonesian. Hopefully, it can be useful for those of you who want to learn more about Indonesian. We'll meet again tomorrow with a different topic. Thank you for listening. Sampai berjumpa lagi.
Ketika ku jumpa kau hari ini, rasanya kau makin mempesona. Rasanya ingin ku meraihmu bersamaku. Ternyata aku tak dapat melupakanmu. Yang pernah bersamaku tertawa ria, berbagi cerita tak berurai air mata. Ketika ku jumpa kau hari ini, rasanya kau makin mempesona. Rasanya ingin ku meraihmu bersama. Bersamaku berbagi canda, meraih cita dan harapan kita berdua. Genggamlah tanganku, tetaplah bersamaku, terbang tinggi di langit biru. Tetaplah bersamaku, tetaplah bersamaku, tetaplah bersamaku kasih. Oh, 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 oh. Di, di, di. Bersamaku kasih la 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 la.
genggamlah tanganku. Tetaplah bersamaku, terbang tinggi di langit biru di atas awan. Tetaplah bersamaku, tetaplah bersamaku, tetaplah bersamaku kasih.
That was Tetaplah Bersamaku, sung by Harvey Malaiholo. You still tune to Voice of Indonesia from Indonesia to the World on frequency 3325 kHz and website www.vinews.id. Next, we inform you about Indonesian music.
Voice of Indonesia.
Voice of Indonesia from Indonesia to the world. Listener, welcome back to Music Corner. Today we present a Malayan song to you entitled Sakitnya di Madu, sung by Yan Junaid and Rosni Raya S. Composed by Yan Junaid, the song tells about a woman who is hurt because the beloved cheated her. Then she chooses to divorce, then she feels alive like in hell. The lyrics of the song consist of some verses of rhymes, which will be sung alternately by Yan Junaid and Rosnida. Although having said theme, the song Sakitnya di Madu is still enjoyable, even invites us to sway. The song is one of Malayan Deli songs. Well, listener, let's listen to the song Sakitnya di Madu, sung by Yan Junaid and Rosnida. Enjoy the song.
Untuk yang muda, tiada ketenangan. rasanya madu, pahitnya pahit, yang pahit rasa empedu.
Voice of Indonesia.
Listener, thank you for listening our English program on Voice of Indonesia through shortwave on frequency 3325 kHz. Please give your suggestion and criticism through Facebook fan page The Voice of Indonesia, Instagram voice.of.indonesia, Twitter at VOI Indonesia, and also send your email to voi@voinews.id.